How to deal with the innovator's dilemma. The trend today tends to be that big companies have also recognized this dilemma, that their innovation performance is often limited. More and more large companies are now cooperating with young startups. These collaborations are also known as corporate startup partnerships, short, SPI. Especially big DAX companies are seeing this as a great opportunity to benefit from the innovations by startups. According to Clayton Christensen, 1997, and the Innovator's Dilemma, there are two different types of innovations. On the one hand, there is sustaining innovation, and on the other hand, there is disruptive innovation. Sustaining innovation concentrates on improving products' performances in order to satisfy the customer's needs from today. Whereas disruptive innovations are usually niche areas, but which most importantly have the potential to fulfill the customer's needs of tomorrow. Lots of big companies fail because they underestimate the power and potential of these disruptive innovations in the long run. They are not so well placed to give resources and attention to every potential niche innovation. Justifications to shareholders and certain quantitative success indicators are making it difficult to give this attention to small niches. But what about startups in this context? With a promising innovation within their small original market, they have great potential to grow and to concentrate on their idea. And ideally to tackle the future customers' needs first in the long run. They push the innovation process and contribute to a natural adaptation process in every industry. This is one of the reasons why we, Grunder Atelier, have made it our mission to help founders and startups get ready for the market. We provide young entrepreneurs with the right guidance, know-how and funding from investors to give them a kickstart. By connecting great business ideas with the right capital, we level the path for great and promising future innovation to improve the world we live in.